69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Deeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Pretty Things by Tasha De La Rocha. And I don't remember exactly how I found this artist, but I'm glad I did. It was Love at First Listen. The first song I heard was Daffodil. It had too many listens. When I went back to listen to the album and I was deciding on what song, I really dug this song, but it was also because it didn't have a lot of listens. Still had more than what this podcast usually plays. So yeah, very blessed this band and this artist to have a lot of listens. But I do what I want, and I wanted to play this song. This album was on heavy repeat. I feel like that's the new like high compliment that you can get on this show. If it's on heavy repeat, you know I am definitely digging this song, this artist. I even snuck some songs like onto my work playlist because I was like, yes, I love this so much. But with that, I am going to play you a clip from Tasha. Yay, I got a clip, and I love and appreciate clips, so thank you for that. So it's going to be a clip and then a clip of the song, which is Pretty Things by Tasha De La Rocha.
Pretty Things was written in about 2017. I was living in a little house in like kind of near the quarter in New Orleans. And I was like pulling a wagon to the quarter and playing on the street to make my rent and food money every day. And I was just trying to fill, I was searching for something. I was trying to fill a void in my life, you know. And the song is really about self-reliance, that nobody is gonna fill that void for you, regardless of how pretty they are. And anything you possess will lose its shine if you fiddle with it too much. So it's really just about finding that in yourself and realizing that nobody or nothing will fill that void that you're searching to fill, you know, and that you have to figure out how to do that yourself. And it was just a lot of searching, a lot of reaching, you know, very important time in my life and very life changing to fully just be out there by myself. And I would have partners here and there that would last about a year or two, you know, but nothing was really doing it for me, you know. I had a huge hunger. So yeah, codependence was a thing for me for a long time. And I just wanted to find out how to find the strength to stand up on my own two feet without spiraling. It's about falling into familiar patterns, you know, indulging in things that hurt you and realizing that in the end, you end up with yourself again, you know. So it's, if you look deep enough, you will find something in yourself. It's really about self-reliance and being self-sufficient and how it's most attractive, not only for yourself, but for everyone else, when you come from a place of fullness to connect, you know. And that's a really hard thing to find when you're young, I think. At least it was for me. And it's been an ongoing search. But that's what the song is about. It's really about that. And trying again and again to find that connection where you feel whole. Shiny things reflect your own reflection back at you.
Did you love it? This is off of 2022's Tasha de la Rocha and the Psychedelic Roses. And the intro, oh, you guys, another high compliment. One of the top three compliments you could get on this show. It reminded me of Modest Mouse. That intro reminded me of King Rat. And then the vocals hit, like, well, first of all, there was that back and forth, right? There was that like back and forth of give and take, and I freaking love it. And then there was the vocals and that opening line, all pretty things must come to pass. And oh, that cut me deep in my bonsa. The number one compliment that you can get on this show. If it cut me deep in my bonsa, yeah, you know, it really got to me. And I kind of got like the gist of like, you know, what it was about, but I definitely appreciate the deeper, more personal meaning behind the song, as you know, Tasha said in the clip. And yeah, that's why I love and I appreciate clips so much, because that is straight from the person who made the art, like made the music, created this song. And like to just have that background information, I don't know, it's just always, I love clips, you guys. I will always appreciate like clips so much. You have no idea. There was also another album, Gold Rose, and that was a bit more mellow. But if you loved her voice and you wanted to hear like more mellow version, definitely that first album. I just gravitated to the latest album because, you know, I love rockin', you know, I've been in this angsty mood. I think that's going to come through in the next 8 episodes or so before we hit 180, you guys, the next strip down episode. But I hope you will follow Tasha de la Rocha on Instagram. It's Tasha de la Rocha, and that's T-A-S-C-H-E de la Rocha. If you are in New Orleans, I know. Yeah, I'm never going to see her, you guys. I'm never. Yeah, it's not going to happen unless she comes to LA. But she does have a show in January. Tasha and the Psychedelic Roses are playing with Miranda and The Beat and Benny for a Mardi Gras kickoff show on the 12th night, which is January 6th, at Domino Lounge for the Joan of Arc after party. Do I have any listeners in New Orleans? Slide into those DMs. I would love to know. But yeah, go follow her. Go check out her Bandcamp. All the links will be in the show notes. And if you want to support this podcast, you can tell a friend about it. You can rate it on whatever you're listening to it on. You can purchase my song on Bandcamp, Ode to Kopi and Bailey. And I'll use that money to, I'll put it towards buying a coffee from a local coffee shop. And I don't think I have any updates. I don't have any shows coming up, not anytime soon. But yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.